manganese would just get dissolved. But here
Kenneth Nielsen can be described in many ways, including experts in microbiology and biochemistry. But that's not the one he is most proud of.
People call me the father of Shewanella.
Shewanella is an unusual bacterium that shocked the scientific community. Nielsen discovered it 25 years ago in a lake. Like other organisms, it breathes oxygen. But as seen in this video, it also breathes this piece of manganese oxide rock. The metal slowly disappears over several hours.
That particle that you saw disappear before your eyes in 18 hours, under those conditions, should have been stable for thousands of years.
All living things, including people, make energy through what's called electron transfer. It involves taking electrons from the food we eat.
When we breathe in oxygen, we give electrons to it, and it's that voltage that allows us to make energy.
This process usually happens internally, as in the photo on the right. But for the Shewanella and other mineral-breathing organisms, the electron transfer happens outside the cell with the help of external nanowires, as seen on the left. That seemed impossible to the scientific community.
This was one of the most exciting times in my career, when you realize that you have something that probably no one else has and that almost no one's going to believe.
Since then, microbiologists have found other organisms that breathe metal. And Nielsen says they are finally making it into science textbooks. Building on Nielsen's work, one researcher in his lab just made another discovery. Bacteria that eat rock in ocean sediments as an energy source and transfer electrons from outside the cell membrane into the cell.
So you don't actually have to internalize it to get energy from it.
It's going to be as wacky as the 15 years ago, 25 years ago. Because you could see from the reviews of this that some people just didn't believe it, okay, and they didn't want to believe it.
These findings have implications that extend to outer space and how life might exist on a planet like Mars. Nielsen says one of his former students is now building this instrument that will attach to the arm of a rover and give scientists a special set of eyes on the 2020 Mars mission.
If you picked up a nice fluorescent signal from a Mars rock or a sediment or a core, if we could drill into it, and all of a sudden you saw certain colors of fluorescence, you would say, well, stop the train. Let's get a sample of this and look at it in more detail.
Meanwhile, scientists are drilling into the lower parts of the Earth's crust, several kilometers down, to see if there are forms of life there, living in ways much different than what we know as life on the surface. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.